This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sim.
Quick and Sims, because we come into the studio, we made it through the show. The other people, tapping out.
We survived.
We survived. It was one of the great days in radio history. And once again, I will say it until the day they put me 6 feet under. Chantel is a superstar. Most people would have tapped out, and she sat here and fought the fight. And do you know that she called the RAF after the show to apologize for not getting him on? I'm going to tell you this right now. If I was the boss here, she would work for here as long as she wants. She did a great job in awful conditions, and I just want to apologize to a bunch of people. Aunt Wendy, she was devastated.
Devastated.
Jackie, devastated. Fooch, devastated.
No, Fooch was not devastated.
Fooch actually
thought it was the best
funny.
Show of ever.
Well, he's
of
a clown.
All time.
Yeah, let's hope things go wrong today on the sidelines at
but
Rutgers.
But his comparison
for him.
To trying to land the plane with no radar and all that, like, that was hilarious because that's exactly how it felt.
Chris Walsh from Lantech listens every week.
Yes.
His dog was even laughing. And how about Dr. Brian Mahoney from Bergen Catholic texting us during the show, your mics are on. Everybody was. By the way, Mahoney's coming after you.
We found out how many people actually listened to the show, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it had to come during the worst show of the year, or the best show of the year, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, however you look at it. By the way, Mahoney's going to stick it to you in today's show.
Yeah.
I hear Bergen Catholic has got spots out the wazoo in this show today.
All right.
So, and again, once I have the colors on.
You want me to do the read for Bergen Catholic?
That would be great.
Bergen Catholic, don't attend.
Sims, how do you pronounce the Somers quarterback's name?
Fitzsimons.
There you go!
That a boy!
There
you go. One for one on the day.
We will get to that Somers game. The Tuskers roll again.
The Tuskers.
Last night. What's the issue with Bill?
Bill.
The dude who's dropping iced coffee in your front yard.
Bill.
The guy's a slob.
I don't know. Bill, you know, your local Starbucks guy, I'm going to find you, my friend. You keep dumping your stuff in my front yard, and I don't like it very much.
you're very good with impersonation.
But, I mean, man, it is every morning it's like I got something from Starbucks from Bill in my front
yard.
That's
over there, the Starbucks near the Market Basket?
That's correct, yeah.
I heard Cavallo came by your house on Thursday. Cavallo found out where you live the other day.
Yeah, and I learned this too. So Cavallo has this weird thing where he steals things from people's homes.
He does.
And what is this about?
Did you find what he took?
I don't know yet.
You'll find out.
Yeah?
He usually gives it back at Christmas.
That is so weird. He gives back something he stole from you?
Yeah, he feels guilty around
Christmas.
What is he,
Krampus?
By the way, he had one of the great lines I've ever heard.
What's that?
He said, your son Mateo looks like a 1 foot tall Brian Toll.
Oh, God. which I don't want to hear, but, you know, that's also a great compliment.
Went to the Avon Old Farms Brunswick game last week up there. My boy Christian Allegro, the old Darien guy, my nephew Sean's best friend, put on a show. Major college recruit. Was all best player on the field.
Really good-looking linebacker, for sure.
Terrific.
And a good tight end, too.
Yeah.
Except for that one clip on his huddle where he's sliding after a 30-yard catch. But they were practicing a two-minute drill.
They took it out.
But all right,
they took it out.
Just cut the film because it looks so soft.
I called his dad, Steve. Yeah. I said, Steve, get that out of there.
Just cut it out.
Just go on that night.
Yeah.
Christian, terrific. PSAL is all set. We'll break that down
in
just
a
little bit.
Right.
We'll get to it later. They're going to be, in order for a team to win today, there has to be a Jell-O wrestling match.
What?
Yep, no, I'm telling you.
All right.
Are you excited? Are you coming over to Wilmot Lane today for Iona Prep Stepanak?
Yeah, we'll see. I'm a game time decision right now.
Well, you were on the parking list. I talked to Ryan Mahoney. You and Cavallo were on the list.
I just drop MSG every time. It works every time. It's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even if we're not even doing a game. I'm like, yeah, I'm with MSG. They're like, all right, come on in.
Well, now it's that time. I have finally,
yes.
For years, looked for a reason to say I am excited about Matt Sims. Sims, are you there?
I'm here.
My man
is right.
Matt Sims with one M. He spells it right. How you doing, pal?
That's right.
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. So today, his 10-0 Brearley team goes on the road to take on 9-1 Mountain Lakes. Matt, you have been on fire. Actually, for 3 years, but this postseason, Matt Sims with me here, the Matt Sims out at Brearley, has taken his game to another level. Has it just gotten really fun for you, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, these two games, stakes were high, and it's just been, I've just been excited to play these last 2 weeks. It's been great. I love being out there.
Yeah, no doubt. You should, and you should enjoy as much of it as possible. What's going to take today to get that victory over Mountain Lakes? Matt Sims from Matt Sims.
Order to win today, I think we need to stop their running game. They run the wing tee really well. So we put in a pretty good run defense this last week. And that's, I think, the only way to win out there is if we stop their run. Our offense is pretty good.
He likes defense.
So
Mike and Matt Sims talking to Matt Sims with 1M, the Brealey quarterback, 5'11", 185 pounds. Been a 4-year starter on defense, Sims.
Yeah.
And a 3-year starter at quarterback. When I broke things down, I said, I'll give you the edge, Matt Sims with 2 M's, as a thrower.
Right.
Matt Sims with 1 M as a runner.
Right.
And Matt Sims with 1 M is much better looking than you. He is much better looking. Hey, Sims, when you go to bed last night, give me the mindset. Are you nervous? Are you confident? When you wake up this morning, how do you feel?
I was very confident last night, but then when I woke up this morning, the butterflies start going, you know. Just the day of, it's just everything starts hitting me. But I know once I put that helmet on after the national anthem, it's just going to, all the butterflies go away and it's just time to play. So,
You're closing in on sensational career numbers, 4,500 career yards between rushing and passing. My guess is, talking to you yesterday for a little bit, you could care less about stats. As long as you have 1 point more today, you're cool with that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm doing this through the whole town, all my friends, all those kids who didn't get a chance to win it that 2020 year during COVID. This is all for them. So this is not just for me. This is for everyone.
That Mountain Lakes offense, they play defense with their offense. They get Matt Sims here. They get in that old wing tee,
right,
and they just chew the clock. Fusco's guys just do a great job. This Brearley team brings back 7 guys from last year's defense.
Yeah.
So while everybody talks about Sims with an M at quarterback, Matt Sims, you really like, and colleges like West Point was sniffing around a little bit for you potentially to play defense up there, and Division III schools want you at quarterback. What, if you had your choice, as we look ahead, what would you rather play in college, quarterback or defense?
I just want to play college football and the best ability, but I'd rather play quarterback at the college level, definitely.
I love it. Well, when you were in fourth grade, you ran into an NFL quarterback. Can you tell us what that was like?
Oh, yeah. It was at Hillsboro Sports Complex. I went to the Matt Sims camp, and they got his signatures, and I met him.
That is awesome.
Yeah. How did he treat you?
It was pretty cool. He was talking to me, my dad, and 2 of my receivers that I was thrown to all day, and we asked him a bunch of questions in this little room, and it was just us and him, and it was fun. I mean, I literally remember like it was yesterday. It was a good day.
That's pretty cool.
Skip school and everything.
Well, I'm glad you have memories. It's a disaster for me every Saturday sitting here. listen, we want to let you go. High noon today, 10-0 Brealey in the North 1 Group 1 Sectional Championship against the Herd, 9-1 Mountain Lakes. And I mean what I said, Matty Sims. You keep winning, you're on the show every week, okay?
Awesome. Got it. Thank you.
All right, man. Make sure you're looking for Fitzsimmons today. Pretty good, huh?
How well.
My man.
Yep.
All right, Matt Sims. Go get him, buddy.
Gotcha. See you, man.
Go.
Good luck.
I felt terrible. I talked to him yesterday, and I said, I'm going to call him before we get on the show. I think
right.
I woke him up. I called him at 7:30. I think I woke him up. I mean, just terrific. He's throwing it at 72% completion ratio.
Yeah. Look at you. You're cool.
Yeah, I'm really cool.
What's really cool is that they don't really throw the ball a ton, but when they do, he's extremely effective, and he makes game-changing plays all the time. So that's always important. But, man, his feet are unbelievable. And, yeah, you could just hear in that interview just like – he's just a cool cat, man.
Cool.
He's a cool cat. He's a good football player, and he's just so confident in himself. And that's such a common feeling, too, to wake up and you're just so jacked up, you know, with the butterflies. And I know as soon as he hits somebody, whether it's on offense or defense, he is going to be just fine today.
You grew up as a linebacker, didn't you?
What do you mean?
When you were younger, didn't you play linebacker?
Yeah, when I was younger, you know, I played a little of everything.
So when you were playing linebacker back in the day, Yeah, would you rather get out there on defense first or offense? As
honestly,
a quarterback.
When I was in Pee Wee football and all that stuff, it's a little bit different now. Like, you didn't, like, throw the football. So it was a totally different game. I was literally just handing the football off, like,
oh, really?
An old school, like, I formation. Like, the tight end pop pass.
That must have gone over,
like,
well in the Sims house.
No, well, you know how Pee Wee football is sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's really hard for kids to even just run and catch and throw and do all that. So it was totally different at that time, but.
Is the Ramapo game over yet?
Yes, it is.
Harv, give me a little
the
music.
The lights are out still.
One of the most bizarre games you've ever been to, Northern Highlands Ramapo Sectional Championship, North 1, Group 4.
It was really strange. I don't know what to say, but it was like one of those, like a full moon, like everything was just off and weary. It was just so, like, ominous about the whole night and just. But I know one thing, though. Jack Russer's a baller. He's an absolute baller. And if he doesn't get injured in the game, they probably win the game still. But I don't know. Both teams, I'm very curious to see how it goes these next few years for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because coaches that inherited programs that were kind of well-built, that are pretty senior-heavy, very fascinated to see how these next 2 to 3 years of development go in these programs.
Obviously, you know about Grusser going into the game. Everybody knows about him. Got the Rutgers offer, the whole thing.
Playing with an injured ankle, you know, and that's tough, too, because that kind of takes away from his athleticism.
Yeah.
But, man, he made a lot of good throws and a lot of good throws on the run. And so did Northern Highlands quarterback. He made a lot of great throws in the game,
Wally.
Too.
I was at the Erasmus Curtis game watching it online.
A lot of clutch throws in that football game.
Very impressed,
like,
by him.
Very clutch. So he definitely kept them in the football game. And unfortunately, lack of tackling by Rampo, poor special teams, and then the penalty after the touchdown to go up
awful,
14
Sims.
Points
awful.
Was really the difference in the game because it gave him a short field off the kickoff. Then there's a personal foul following that on the kickoff on the sideline. And then two plays later, Northern Highlands gets back within one score when Ramapo was absolutely dominating the football game. Dominating the football game at that point. In the third quarter, they were controlling it by far. And then that really changed the whole vibe of the game.
Do you like the fact they moved the game up a day early to stay away from the weather?
I'm okay with it. And I didn't, like, I kept saying to, like, Jimmy Cavallo, like, who's gets the advantage here? I didn't even know if it really was advantageous to anybody in that game, just because it's like a divisional game where it's like Jets Bills, you know, like both teams know each other so well, they hate each other, there's no surprise factor anymore. But at the end of the day, really, I guess who really missed the mark was whoever was controlling the lights that night, because it went out twice.
So what are the Sims not paying their taxes up there in Franklin Lakes? What are we doing
that night? I was like, I'm paying my taxes, this is
twice. So in overtime, Northern Highlands went on the five, and it goes out again,
this
right?
This move's so funny, too. Northern Highlands gets the ball down to the five-yard line. The first light goes out. I was like, oh, this is a good tactic to blow, you know, their momentum, you know. But I think it just did timeout. It's not like they did it purposely. But whoever was planning that didn't think that the game was going to go to overtime, and the timer went out again. So there was two 25-minute delays in a game that started at 6 o'clock and ended at, like, 11.
Yeah, a couple minutes ago. When Northern Highlands led 21-7, you know, second quarter, did you think the game was in the barn?
No, I didn't, just because of the way that Ramapo plays offensively, and I think just, you know, Jack Russell's big play ability, you know, I thought that eventually that they would get back into the football game. You know, so I wasn't necessarily, like, totally concerned in that aspect.
You like this guy, Charlie Sparego?
Man.
He had the two touchdowns. Tough, right?
Really tough. Good runner. Absolutely. Really good football player.
All right, Sims.
Yeah.
You're Dave Cord.
Right.
And your quarterback gets healthy this week.
I don't know. I think I might have to, unfortunately, stick with the new guy.
Why unfortunately?
Well, just because
you feel like the other guy.
Yeah. You know, you, like, kind of got him there, you know, and all that. So I do feel like some empathy to that situation. It totally is. I mean, this is the problem, though. You get into the point where it's like you have two really good quarterbacks. Don't get into the game of playing both of them. You know what I mean?
You're
pick
right.
One and go.
22 of 39 for 259 and three touchdowns. I love what Cord said in the papers, that we don't treat him like a backup quarterback. He's come in early. He played in the the second half last week and a little bit earlier this season.
Right.
Again, watching him on that stream that
night. He
looked
very comfortable playing the football
game. Like
he looked
like a backup.
He did not. And he made a, like, big-time throws over the middle, you know, late in that game, too. So, very good football player. It's a good problem to have for coach. That's
Sims,
for sure.
Your boy Sabor is doing it again. West Orange, man. The sixth seed, takes down the one seed Phillipsburg. North 2, Group 5. Coach Darnell Grant, the guy wins wherever he goes. They go to 8-3, first ever sectional title. Jumped out fast, 14-0. Amir Stewart, their quarterback, has locked in after missing a month earlier this year.
Man, Amir Stewart threw some absolute dimes in this game. And, yeah, one was a post over the top to Sabor Kareem. Beautiful throw. I loved it so much. I mean, it's just – and Coach Darnell Grant, I mean, congratulations, man. Awesome job you did this year with West Orange. It's one of those teams that I've just been keeping my eye on all year. And it has been a joy to watch. They play hard. They hustle. I mean, like, it's just one of those good – and also road dogs in the playoffs, too.
It's unreal.
Which I love, too. It's even better. You know, it's like the Giants in 07. You know, it's just like, it's fantastic. So, congratulations to Coach Darnell Grant. Congratulations to Sabor Kareem. You're a baller, dude. Amir Stewart, phenomenal performance.
Adonis White, the junior running back. 14 yes. carries, 127 yards and a touchdown. And 6'3", junior Jarvis Jones with 3 sacks.
Another good looking football player.
The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by All American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast, with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. And of course, the High School Show is also presented by Sloman's Low Price Home Heating Oil, 24-hour service. Call 866-OIL-DEAL right now to see how much you can save this winter on heating oil with Sloman's. That's 1-866-OIL-DEAL. Sponsors everywhere, Sims, because Spectrum is introducing Spectrum One. The future of connectivity is fast, secure, and reliable. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile for just $49.99 a month. One connection, total connectivity. Restrictions apply. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Jets Player of the Week when we come back, Sims, with 2 M's.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
So right now, before we get to the Jets Player of the Week, what have you just done during the break? You are now activated the Sims Instagram Live account?
Yeah, I put us on Instagram Live.
So you could watch this show right now?
Yeah, you can watch us like we're a podcast right now.
But how do you do
that? We're
getting
some interaction right now, too. I don't know who's actually...
Really?
Yeah.
Probably Aunt Wendy.
We got to get her
on
the show.
So, Sims, how do you... A lot of people are responding. How do you get on that? How do you do that?
Well, you're a dinosaur, so you don't know. But just you go on Instagram Live, go to Sims Complete QB...
Say it again. Yeah. Slow down. Do it again.
Listen, I'm doing it just like your Sloman's radio. All right, super fast before I get nervous.
But thank Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, Instagram Live. Yeah, just go on Instagram. Sims Complete QB. We're on live. They'll click on it. Don't worry. Everyone that understands this concept will do it very easily.
All right, I'm going to do the Jets Harv. Player of the Week. Harv music. Harv's into it today.
Harv's into it.
Go get the Instagram Live after the Jets Player of the Week and read what some of the people are saying.
Okay. Just do your read.
Okay. All right, Harv. Jets Player of the Week. Here we go.
So demanding.
Jets High School Player of the Week is fueled by Gatorade and brought to you by Gatorade and our commitment to fuel tomorrow. Each week during the high school football season, the Jets and Gatorade will honor a Player of the Week. The player will receive a $1,000 donation from the Jets and Gatorade in their name to support their high school football program. This week's player, long overdue, Van Weber.
Yes, sir.
Quarterback, Rutherford High School. His Rutherford squad goes to 10-0. And they have a classic today
with
Westwood. We will pick that later in the show. Van, an unbelievable season, an unbelievable career. 6'4", 180 pounds in the semifinal victory in North 1 Group 2 against Dumont. 39-13. He was 9 of 11 for 254 and 3 touchdowns. Now 30 touchdowns on the season with just one interception. Are you going to look to see what people are saying?
No, I'm not. I'm here engaged with you on the show. I'm not going to get distracted today.
That's good. Because like a lot of people have said the last 2 weeks I've asked you questions and you're like, what did he, what, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
Harv, here we go. In honor of Veterans Day, in our rip around, we go with the Army fight song.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to put this in there. My dad passed away 8 years ago yesterday. Marine, tough guy, with his identical twin brother, my Uncle Dick. Tough guys. All right?
Yeah.
So, Dad, rest in peace. Uncle Dick, rest in peace. Veterans, thank you for everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Rip around in honor of the veterans. Central Jersey Group 5. The magical run for Edison continues.
Yes,
they
sir.
Were out last week, Sims. The game was over. Down 17, I think, with 3 minutes left. They come back and win it. Well, yesterday, they jump up 20-0. Lenape makes a little bit of a run, but they're moving on. They go to 9-3, 28-14. Their first title since 1991. Quarterback Matt Yasko has done it again, Sims. Did
yes,
you see
sir.
His numbers last
I did,
night?
Yeah.
What, do you want me to read them or
go
you
ahead
have them?
Read them.
172 and two touchdowns rushing, a touchdown pass.
Man.
Big drive late, up a touchdown. Five plays, 74 yards, 11-yard touchdown for the Yak Man with 3:57 left. They're moving on. Unfortunately, it comes to an end next week. Because they are taking on Toms River North, a team that we have been on since they whacked Rumpson in the Rumble, Tommy McGuire's Rumble on the Raritan. Here's the only problem with Toms River North.
And Rumson's had a good year, so as a PowerPoint ranking, they've actually beaten some really good football teams.
They have.
Yeah.
There's three teams, in my eyes, that can beat Toms River North in the state of New Jersey. Go.
Are they all in the Capital League?
Go ahead, go. Who can beat them?
Bergen, St. Peter's, and Bosco.
I say Bergen, Bosco, and Toms River North. Because if they don't clean up their mistakes, talent-wise, they're sensational.
Yeah.
Coach O, and he knows it. Too many mistakes. Last night, again, 11 more penalties, 115 yards. What did you guys used to watch?
But explosive playmaking ability.
No
doubt. Tariq Council with the pick six was a huge play, too. So it's one of those things. They got players
everywhere
on that football field.
Everywhere.
And, yeah, Mr. Ford, again, is doing it. That guy is almost unstoppable.
Sims, I
he needs
think,
to take a 3-week vacation after the season with all the work he's putting in.
Yeah, I hope
year.
He doesn't play basketball.
No. It's,
okay, here's the thing. I know you're going to reevaluate at the end of the year on our last show, December 3rd, best player in the tri-state. You're going to have a tough because between Ian Strong and Micah Ford, it's going to be tough. Last night, 258 and all two touchdowns, also had an interception return for a touchdown. When you guys were at Bosco, what would Coach Toll play for you guys to get you jacked up before big games? Anything?
Play
movies? Movies?
What?
Would you watch movies?
No.
Inspirational stuff?
We weren't corny like that.
All right, well, last night they watched Hagler Hearns before, the night before.
Yeah,
because he said we're gonna go out and fight.
Yeah.
Harv, give me that music. Here we go. North 2, Group 3. I think you have to reevaluate if you do your list just based on high school.
Yeah.
Stefano Montello from West Morris is now made its way into your top 10.
Totally. I mean, let's not get that quite there yet, but man, Stefano Montello, oh my lordy. Brown, you are getting a phenomenal football player. It's like this guy does everything. When they show highlights of West Morris, it's really just his highlight. He's running it. He's getting every tackle on defense. I mean, the dude is just an absolute force, and he's built like a blank brick house.
Really?
Yeah.
A red brick house?
Yeah. That's right.
Coach Kevin Henley does a great job up there. Second in a row, first time that has ever happened for the proud West Morris football program.
Congratulations.
North 2, Group 3. They beat West Essex last night. Their 17th consecutive win, 21-7. They will take on now the winner of today's Old Tappan Hillside that was pushed to this afternoon. South Jersey 2. We talked about Rumpson before, started
right.
the year 0-2. When you go back and look at the 10-14-point game against Toms River North,
right.
it actually looks pretty good now based on what North has done. They win in double overtime last night, 34-27. Do you know?
Down 17 in the
Sims,
fourth quarter,
Sims, you're doing
though.
Your homework.
Oh, my God, Michael. But the fact that they're down 17 in the fourth quarter and come back to win that game, Owen O'Toole, clutch throws when it mattered. I mean, dude just he put his cojones on the line, my man, and he made a lot of great throws. And, man, it's just a super impressive performance. Only a sophomore, too. So, RFH, a lot of things to be excited about going forward with him at the helm at quarterback because he is a confident football player and has improved dramatically over the year.
Love how they've been known for their defense. This
right.
year they started winning with offense. O'Toole to Valencia, 4-yard touchdown, cut it to 10.
Yes.
Then O'Toole, 60 yards over the top to Toll Cashin, cuts it to 3, and then 123 left in regulation. Oliver Lorraine, 26-yard field goal. We go to overtime, and in overtime, the double O hits Valencia for the touchdown, 22 of 38, 274, and 3 touchdowns. If I recall correctly, on Labor Day weekend, you thought that O'Toole could be pretty good.
Yeah, and he played well against Toms River North.
He did.
Unfortunately, he was just playing against Toms River North, so he made one mistake that day, and then that's where Michael Ford just you know, Mekhi Ford, excuse me, just like kind of took over the show, you know, but they battled for sure in that game. They made a lot of good plays. Every guy that you just listed made a good performance during that game. Unfortunately, they were just going against another level of a team that was pretty primed to start the season.
If I say something here and it's over the top mean, you'll tell me?
Sure, of course.
Non-public B, what are we doing?
Yeah, as far
in
as
New
what?
Jersey. I mean, well, Sims, the number one seed Red Bank Catholic last night beats Gloucester Catholic 62-7.
Yeah.
The number two seed DePaul beats Immaculata 42-7. These are quarterfinal playoff games.
Yeah.
The number three seed St. Joe's Hamilton, they won 17-0. Okay. The four seed
DePaul was 42-13 to Immaculata.
Was it 13?
Yeah.
All right, they scored
it
late.
Doesn't matter.
I missed that one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sims. Thanks for keeping me on check.
Yeah.
Number four, Holy Spirit, 50-21. Blow up the B division and let those schools play with the big boys.
Well,
blow it up,
is,
Sims.
This is something we continue to discuss time and time again. Obviously, nobody that runs these leagues listens to this show because we just have too many state champions and there's too many good games that we're missing out on.
No doubt.
You know, throughout the state.
No doubt.
You know, and there's a few teams that, like, congratulations, I'm glad you won your championships that last night or, you know, this coming week, but there's so many other great matchups I think that we're missing out on, you know, at all levels, really.
Well, I'm telling you, next week, I bring it out again. Yeah. I'm about to tear the state of Connecticut up
next week. I know.
Between Thanksgiving Day games on Tuesday.
And I know. Them. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. All right, Sims, let's spend a little bit of time. I am not going to go crazy. Do you care about Don Bosco, St. Augustine, today?
I care just for the fact that, like, it's been a long off week and just really want to see them coming out firing and operating on all cylinders on every phase of the game. And for them, I want to see their defense really step up and, like, make a great performance to build some momentum for them going into this championship run.
Are you, if you're a Don Bosco player, do you hope you get tested in this game because you were off for a week? And the same goes for Bergen Catholic.
You know, different than a year ago for Bergen Catholic, where we knew that they were going to be in the championship. Bosco, you know, holding just that, you know, that title of like, oh, you know, they're the number one team to win the championship. I've got to see, like, performance week after week. Don't buy into the hype. Perform and do your job. Don't worry about what other people are saying.
Do you have any interest in Donovan Catholic, Bergen Catholic?
I do. I have interest in it. You know, I think Donovan Catholic has some good athletes on the football field, and I think for the same thing for Bergen. I want to see them just completely dominate the football game to make me really think, man, like, okay, they got everything rolling on all cylinders. And I think the main thing is like, I want to see a more developed passing game, just like Don Bosco, here into the playoffs, because I think that will be the difference when, you know, they match up against some of these other teams late in the playoffs, potentially.
Do you care about Del Barton's St. Peter's Prep?
I do. Me too. I think Del Barton.
Okay,
is
this going to be a pick for you?
Are you going to pick it?
I don't have this as one of our picks. Is this, if you're going to pick it, then we'll go on the board with you.
Let's pick it later. Yeah.
No, we got to pick it now.
Pick it now.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, Stuart again.
Yeah, I know. I love him. He's awesome. Man. I'm going to go St. Peter's.
Yeah. Big or close?
Close.
It's not even going to be close.
You don't think so?
No, St. Peter's going to roll today.
You think so?
Yeah, they're
going to
roll
Why?
Today.
Why? What gives you that vibe?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, DeBarton is a stingy team.
I know.
I do think that they don't match up great against St. Peter's just because of their athleticism. But
they played
them
tough earlier this year.
They played them tough. They played everybody tough. You know, so Del Barron's got some things going. You know, if their tuition wasn't so dang high, they would get, you know, some more players
in there.
These
Catholic schools hate you, Sims. Man. And we will put the game.
It's $40,000,
Mike. We will put Seton Hall Prep on the board against St. Joe's later in our pick segment. When we come back, we're going to break down the PSAL. I'm going to ask you a little bit about St. Anthony Chaminade. Not on our picks, but
just
I'm going to ask you your thoughts. Because, of course, the high school football show 98.7 ESPN is presented by All American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast. I heard there was some huge car in your driveway the other day.
Yeah.
With locations throughout New Jersey, in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. We'll be right back.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
The high school football show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum. Introducing Spectrum One. The future of connectivity is fast, secure, and reliable. Internet advanced, Wi-Fi, and mobile for just $49.99 a month. One connection, total connectivity. Restrictions apply. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Hey, Bubba Lewis, how you doing, buddy? He's calling it, watching in there on us.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations to Rick Beardsley, the new Bergen Catholic coach.
Yes, sir.
I know he's watching.
He is watching.
He went into the Section 1 Hall of Fame this week.
Yes, congratulations.
Great lacrosse player, though. So Beardsley is a good dude. All right, hit me with some tough guy music. PSAL. Seedings are, well, I'm going to set them right now. All right.
What's tough guy music? Okay, that's tough guy music.
Okay.
You're right.
E-Hall, unbeaten in league play, 7-0, one seed.
Okay.
Canarsie, unbeaten in league, once beaten, 6-1, lost to Erasmus Hall.
Yeah.
Game could have gone either way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Curtis the other night, they fall to 5-2 in the league, and they will be the three seed. There is not a chance in the world anybody other than one of those three can win the PSAL championship.
Not a chance.
I will say this. You know who I'm excited for?
You're saying not a chance.
Not a chance.
All right.
But you know who I'm excited for? Brian Neville's Pirates of Tottenville.
Yeah.
They are going to get a home game in the playoffs on their brand new Lantech field. Anthony Guzmano and the boys somehow defied logic and got it done in time. It is spectacular. In the end zone, it says Pirates and 100 Luton, because when you go to Dapa Tottenville, they say you come to get beaten on 100 Luton. That's the name of the street.
That's very cool.
Yep, there you go. Okay, here we go. Thursday night, they move the game up. Erasmus Hall, Curtis.
Yeah.
Okay, mid-third, Curtis is leading the game 20-15. I think if Pete Gambardello's guys are going to go to the championship, they have to find a way to get Chauncey Mims more involved. Number 8, I thought, was really good at times during the game. The running back gives him an extra option.
Right.
Miles McGoy, you remember him?
Yes.
The receiver, 8 catches, 200 yards, and a touchdown. Now, I thought Chris Arfonis played very well, but at times he gets lazy with his throws. I think he tries to be cute, a little, you know, Patrick Mahomes, everything like this. Get into your throws a little more, especially on the screen passes. Tries to just flick it out there. He's got to get some body exchange weight on it, because I really think
body exchange.
Because he's, if you saw, I'm probably not saying it the right way.
No, you're not.
But he's like, he's just doing, you know that stuff you guys always teach, right?
Yeah, that stuff, yeah.
He's not there yet, and
that's
he's got to clean it up.
That's all right. You don't know what you're talking about for quarterbacks, but it's okay.
I know, but I'm making a point.
Yeah.
Chris, just fix it, all right?
You did great, yeah.
All right, here's the thing. Big play in the game. They're down, Erasmus, and then Vinny Cayano, the quarterback, who's very tough, ran the ball great the other night. Keenan Grant, little screen pass, got deflected. Grant takes it, goes to the end zone, 21-20. They score a couple things. The game started, first play, Zaire Andrews, off left tackle, and then at the end of the game, gave him a little breathing room, 12 carries, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. I thought that Jeremiah Kolkoff, number 2, was terrific on both sides of the ball. Now, I do think on 2 of the touchdowns in this game, blatant holding against Erasmus, and it wasn't called.
Okay.
Blatant. So they got away with that. So that's it. That's
Curtis,
how it's going to play out.
Is a good football team, and they really let the Canarsie game slip away.
They did.
They let the Erasmus game slip away. So it's one of those things that if they can just finish a little bit better, if they can get through the third quarter just with some momentum, they have a chance to beat both of these teams in the playoffs, right, or in the championship. Right?
I was impressed with them. The thing that I liked most at 35-20, Erasmus has a chance to score at the end of the game. They're inside the 5.
Right.
4 goal line stops. They
Which
held them
huge.
Out. I think for Gambo and his staff and his kids, that is a big momentum take into the postseason.
And listen,
thing.
In the goal line, if you're running it up the middle, good luck versus Logan Barnes, because that dude is just the game wrecker up front.
Yeah, there were a couple of battles with Big Logan, 33, in that game.
He's a good football player. Going to
All right, Harv, hit it. Here we go. Let's feud out to Long Island real fast. I was over there at Hofstra yesterday in the Lantech suite. You were invited.
Guys are everywhere.
Raph was there. The Nassau Conference 2 semifinals. Meppam, they beat Long Beach 14-0. No scoring till the fourth quarter. I like the way that Meppam quarterback Don Novello played. Very tough conditions. 85 yards rushing, a touchdown on defense. He had 2 sacks. I fell in love with the play of number 6 on Meppam. Linebacker Chris Norris, 6'3", 210, has an extra gear, an extra switch.
Right.
They move on to the county title for the first time, looking for their first county title since 1952. They ain't getting it.
Really?
Not a chance.
Wow. Just like that.
It's over. Yeah, Garden City shouldn't be playing in Conference 2. They got to move them up to Conference 1. They beat Meppam by 20 in the regular season. They beat Southside yesterday. I will say this.
You don't think that the second time around?
Not a chance.
Really?
Not a chance.
Wow, because usually the second time around, you kind of favor towards the team that lost.
No. Not a chance.
Wow.
No.
All right.
I was impressed. I'm a big fan of Stevie Fennell's father, Steve, the lacrosse coach, who's also the DC on this team. His son, 6'1", 205, much better athlete than his father, going to Duke to play lacrosse. But he's really all in the first half. He's got, for a big guy, he's got great feet, moves really well.
Yeah.
You know, when he's going forward, he's going side. Like when he's going sideways, he's still going forward. 11 carries, 115 yards, three touchdowns. They'll win it. Suffolk Division III, Mike Cohn calls me yesterday morning, all jacked up about this game and his niece.
Awesome, pal.
Yeah. And I think Danny's daughter may have won a volleyball championship at Sayville yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I think so. I know Mike was going to that.
Look
after
at you.
He, yeah, so Sayville beat Harbor Fields. Again, another problem with these playoff games in semifinals where they're blowouts. Too many teams make the playoffs, Sims. It was 42-0 at the half. Jake Triptree, the quarterback, ran for 2 through 4. And Kyle Messina, 13 carries, 132 yards and a touchdown. They take on the winner of Hills West, West Hampton today. Section 1, Class A. Oh, boy. Somers, Rye.
Yeah.
Blink of an eye. Rye's up 7-0.
Talk to me, coach.
And then it was over. Deflected pass, interception. Now, we go on and on about Matt
Fitzsimons.
There you go, Sims.
Don't do that. But yeah, Luke Savino. I mean, just what a workhorse.
Oh, man,
unbelievable.
You are into Section 1 football now.
Well, it's just crazy. I mean, 225 yards. 4 TDs, and he kicks the extra points, too. I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
Did you hear he kicked a kickoff through the goalpost yesterday?
Did he really?
The last time I saw that was your guy, Joe Marcoux, out at St. Anthony's.
That is...
Before he went to Villanova and jumped off the bleachers and never kicked
impressive.
Again.
Don't. That's not appropriate. All right.
Anthony DiMatteo's guys, 25 consecutive victories now against Section 1. They win it 45-13.
Tuskers roll again.
Matt, you know how hard it is to get a Division 1 offer for a kicker?
Yeah.
Like, he's got offers as a kicker. He's already got a West Virginia offer.
Which is amazing, and it's awesome, too. I mean, and really, I'm impressed by a lot of the actual field goal kickers that are in our area this year. There's been a lot of clutch kicking, you know, and it's super impressive, especially at the high school level.
Fitzy threw 2 more touchdown passes.
Yes, sir.
I say Fitzy now just so I don't screw that up. And I love how—
But he's playing well.
He's playing
doing a great job.
It looks
really
good. And somebody defensively may want to identify junior Ryan Cole, 6'3", 215. 2 more sacks. He's got 6 sacks in the last 2 weeks of the playoffs. We have a huge pick segment coming up.
Yes, we do.
You ready?
I'm a little nervous.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you.
It could kind of turn the tide here in just one fell swoop.
No doubt. A lot
of
games.
This yeah,
is, and again, this is where I butter my bread
this
in the postseason.
This is where I need the whiz. I need Joe Whiz.
You don't
in.
Need no whiz. You got the wizard, and he'll tear you up when we get back.
That's right.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
The picks of the week on 98.7 ESPN are built by the Land Tech Group. Yes, we both won Pope John Seton Hall Prep. We both won St. Joe's Metuchen Del Barton. We both lost Kellenberg Chaminade. Chaminade scoring on the last play of the game to beat Kellenberg 19-17. And you picked Ramapo, and I picked Northern Highlands. And that's why you are average and I am extraordinary. 3-1, you are now falling to 12-9 on the season. You were running away with this.
Didn't we pick Union City last week, too? Didn't I pick Union City?
You did.
I did.
Tell me what the score was.
It doesn't matter. I won
that game. It does. They're playing at noon today, at 4 today.
No,
wake up, Sims.
Last week. Last
week. But they haven't played yet.
Oh, wow.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do you really want this on Instagram Live?
I don't care. What do I care? I'm great at making
so there you go. 18-14, and you are worried because there's a lot of picks this week.
There are.
And St. Anthony's Chaminade is not one of the picks because I like to pick games that I think I could potentially lose. Do you see any way Chaminade plays with St. Anthony's?
I doubted them last week. But I did say that there was a chance for them to win if they made the game ugly, and they made it super ugly, and they made the last play to win the game.
So you think Kellenberg
is
saying
they can do it again today? But
so no chance.
I'm not going to say no chance, but I think it's very unlikely that they'll be able to stop that high powered offense.
First game
that would be the upset of the year in the entire tri-state area.
Really?
If Chaminade beat St. Anthony's,
I'm just trying to.
You don't think so?
You might be right.
I mean, if Joe Wiz did an odds to that show, what do you think that would be?
98-2.
So You know, it's just, it's hard to pick against St. Anthony's and how well they score, you know, and Ian Strong's ability on defense, too, to make plays.
Hit it, Harv! Here we go!
Here we go.
All right, we know St. Anthony's is moving on. All right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Who are they going to play, Sims? Because I am so jacked up for 1 o'clock today up on Wilmont Road, 8-2 Stepanak at 8-2 Iona Prep. They met back on October 8th. Iona Prep hung on to win 42-35.
It's all going to be about how Stepanak starts the football game. Can you actually get going offensively early on in the football game? Deontay Douglas is coming back. Jimmy Cavallo gave me the update this morning, so that's great. They need number two, both on offense and defense. Very curious. This was very tough for me to pick. I went back and forth a few times. I'm going with Iona Prep, though.
Are you really?
I am.
Wind is going to be a factor, Sims. It's going to be windy. You see, you don't care about wind.
No.
Okay, but most quarterbacks care about wind. And wind is going to be an issue today. I think what we saw in the second half of the St. Anthony game, who they should have beaten.
Right.
They played much better than in the second half.
Right.
Big block field goal. Douglas is healthy. Put Wayne Coleman in that backfield. I don't want to see Will Currid throw the ball 48 times today. If he throws it 25 and they run it 30 times, I like Stepanak. We talked about a Jell-O wrestling match. That's what Stepanak has to do. They have to make it a Jell-O wrestling match. Iona Prep wants a track meet. Iona Prep is running, Sims, but they're running right into the Jell-O. I like Stepanak
today. Wow. All right, good. I like it.
I do. Okay. So Seton Hall Prep 5-5 at St. Joe's Regional, 6-4, 1 p.m., non-public A quarterfinal. Go.
This is another all our picks are tough today, but, man, St. Joe's, I just think that it's going to be tough for Seton Hall Prep to stop just all of the athletes they have on the offensive side of the football. I like St. Joe's in this one. I think Seton Hall Prep, I think their offense maybe just, you know, can't generate enough explosive plays. But, man, Seton Hall Prep, I love the way that they're playing. I thought they performed extremely well a week ago against Pope John, like winning handedly. But I think St. Joe's just too much ability all over the field.
All right, Sims. 2 weeks ago, they were up in the third quarter, 17-7.
Yeah.
And St. Joe's, Harv, give me some music here, pal. I'm getting into it. Okay? And then they kind of lost it.
Right.
If they keep the score in the 20s today, they win. Can they? The St. Joe's defense has played a little bit better of late.
They have.
Joey Gaston, the quarterback who wasn't supposed to be the varsity quarterback this year, has played really well.
He's improved, absolutely. Liam Lonergan has done a phenomenal job improving as the year has gone.
I'm into this kid.
I know.
I'm into the junior.
He's a good football player.
I'm going with Fitzy's Pirates.
Wow.
That's going to be the chalk breaker. The 5 seed will beat the 4.
Okay.
North 1, Group 5. The 2 seed, Union City, 9-1. Their only loss against Passaic Tech, 6-3, early in the year against the 1 seed, Passaic Tech. 4 p.m. today, 9-2. Who do you like, Sims?
I'm going with Union City. Going back to them, I think just like they're going to be able to run the ball effectively. I think they're going to make a little bit more explosive plays on the offensive side of the football. I look to them to kind of win the physical battle the second time around.
I agree. Wilbur Valdez is going to ride. Mark Boyd, he only had 3 carries in the front. I am into this Wilbur Valdez Union City team.
Yeah.
I like the Soaring Eagles to win.
All right,
okay,
cool.
North 1, Group 2. All right. Westwood, we've been on them since the rumble down the Raritan in week 1.
Another great
10-0 Westwood against 10-0 Rutherford. Who wins it, Sims?
I'm going with Westwood. I think it's just, you know, Jack Dugan and them and the whole crew, Robbie Carsage. I just think like it's going to be a total team effort, and I think they slow down Van Weber's passing attack just enough to get the edge in this football game.
Sims, you know what you're talking about because both quarterbacks are really good. Carsage, Westwood, Weber, Rutherford. Westwood's defense better. I'm going with Westwood.
Wow.
North 1, okay. Group 1 championship. 10-0 Breeley, the 4 seed. Quarterback Matty Sims with 1-M against 2 seed Mountain Lakes, 9-1. Who do you like?
I like my boy, Matty Sims, man. I'm going with Breeley. How can I go against my man, all right? That's
if
my
the
cousin.
Herd runs the football, which they do very well out of that wing tee,
right.
They win it by running the football. They will, but Sims will make some big plays. I'm going with Breeley.
Wow.
Nassau Conference semifinals. Conference 1, 5 seed Baldwin, 2 seed Massapequa. Tonight at Hofstra, 8:30.
I'm going Massapequa.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
I like the Bruins. Anthony Bryan, the running back, has been playing really well in the postseason. So there you have it, Sims. A lot of picks.
A lot of picks.
How many were we different on? 4?
2.
No, we were different on 2? Three. All right, so next week I want you to make sure everybody knows about Instagram Live.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll frame it a little better next week. We'll get you can bring a little tripod or something.
I'll bring a tripod. I'll get us a little closer. You can see all the makeup that Mike wears for our radio show.
All right, Sims. We got to get out of here. See you guys.
Toodles.
Take it easy.